From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was sworn into office for a 5-year term Monday, assuming sweeping new executive powers and pledging to build a strong Turkey. In acceptance remarks, he promised to propel the country forward under a new executive system that includes a strong parliament, strong government, and a strong Turkey. In unveiling his cabinet, Mr. Erdogan appointed his son-in-law as the country's finance minister. The new system does away with the post of prime minister. Middle East Institute scholar David Mack, former ambassador, said on paper this invests the president with broad powers, but is not unprecedented.
In fact, of course, there have been periods when you had a very strong chief executive, certainly if you go back to Kemal Atatürk. So in that respect, it's not unprecedented, but it certainly departs from the post-World War II history of the Turkish state, which has been one of a balance between different institutions, including an elected parliament.
Mr. Erdogan said his new powers are vital to drive growth, ensure the nation's security following a failed coup 2 years ago, and safeguard Turkey's from conflict along its southern border. Ethiopia and Eritrea declared their long-running border war over. Both Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and Eritrean President Isaias Afwerki signed a joint declaration of peace and friendship. UN Secretary General Guterres praised both.
I believe that the recent evolution in relation to between Eritrea and Ethiopia is a very important signal of hope.
The announcement caps a whirlwind of reform activity launched by Mr. Abe since assuming office in April. This is VOA News.